Corduroy on Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1994 show. Once again, I am Kyle, and we got John back in the studio.
Hey, Kyle. How's it going?
John. Hey. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. Happy to be back.
Happy to be back. We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
Because I don't like... I got to do my radio voice, my radio thing, because I'm on the radio. Seems ridiculous. Anyway.
That's what we're doing?
I mean, yes.
Okay.
That's Pearl Jam. That's Corduroy, the alternate take off of their 1994 album Vitalogy. Vitalogy? Vitalogy. That one. It's a good one. So, yeah, that's what we're doing, the 1994 show. This is, I think this is the best year in modern music, I would say.
There's a lot of good songs from the 90s, especially 94.
94, I think, is where it's at. It's always easy to make a show that's a 94 show because it's just the songs just fall into place. You run out of songs too quickly.
I agree, 100%.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just jump into those songs?
Okay. Where are we going next?
What do we got? We got some big heavy hitters coming up. We got some Nirvana coming up. We have Beck coming up. But we're going to start it off with a little bit of Magnapop. Remember Magnapop?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Lay It Down.
With the beefcake pantyhose, kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Start coughing. cruise control, babysit Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches, sleep on the love seat. So I keep seeing opportunities to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo. Because one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in the bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose job. The daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string. A slab of turkey neck and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite. Who's choking on the splinters? So
baby. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Thank you.
Thank you. No, no, thank you, guys. That was Nirvana with Lake of Fire, which is a cover of, what was it, the Meat Puppets? Do you know?
I actually don't.
I believe it's a Meat Puppets cover.
But I do love Backwater by the Meat Puppets. Great tune.
Oh, do ya?
Yep.
Well, you just stay tuned.
Oh, I'm tuned.
All right. Before that, we had Loser by Mellow Gold, and then Lay It Down by Magnapop off of their 1994 album, Hot Boxing, which I don't think has anything to do with boxing.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Oh, man, do I have a story for you?
What's the story?
So, Happy New Year, by the way.
Thanks, it's, Kyle. Happy New Year to you, too.
It's the new year.
It is the new year.
It's 2026. It's the future. But last week or so, we were in Virginia visiting my wife's family.
Yep.
We're driving up, and we're in the Richmond, Virginia radio station. And one of the alternative stations was playing, like, their time machine, and they were only playing songs from 2016.
Oh.
And I'm like, did these guys steal my idea? This is ridiculous. I've only been doing this for almost 2 years now. This is absolutely my idea.
Does it make you feel old when you're hearing songs like
retro
Nirvana
songs
and classic rock?
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, me neither.
This is not classic rock, guys. This is modern rock from 31 years ago. It's totally fine. It's still modern. It's still modern in my mind.
I agree with you.
There you go. I like it.
Age is just a number.
It's too many numbers. It's too many numbers. You know what? Let's play some more music.
That's a good idea.
What do you think of Dexter Holland, the what is he, a neuroscientist? No, he's a biochemist? Dexter Holland from The Offspring. He's
I know
got
he's
a
from
PhD.
The Offspring. I didn't know he had a PhD.
He's got a PhD in, like, biochemistry or something like that.
You know, it's more common than you realize, though.
Having a PhD in biochemistry?
There's another modern rock band that his name's escaping me at the moment, but I was reading that mm-hmm. guy does have, like, very high education. I was blown away.
What are you going to do? On your off time, you know, you just, you know, front of rock band.
Why not?
I love it. What else did I hear? He was just out kind of in LA as people are. And then he heard some person, I forget the actual, this is a terrible story. Dexter Holland was out there when he heard something happen. And he heard some person say to another person, you got to keep them separated. And then he's like, you know what? I got to remember that. I'm going to try to work that into my song.
Is that where that came from?
It is.
Didn't I hear a couple years back, he sold his entire catalog, didn't he?
Yeah, totally. But yeah, whatever, they still play.
Yeah.
I mean, what does he care?
Yeah, so make money.
He's good to go.
Yep.
This is, you know, come out and play.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated. Hey! The man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out. You gotta keep them separated. It's already too late.
from separated.
Hey, now you're talking back to me.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey.
Separated.
Hey, man, you're disrespecting me. Took him out.
Gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey, they don't mind. If you're under 18, you won't be doing any time. Hey, hey, come on and play.
Blood from distance. on my face. There's a blood that's flowing through the feeling, with a knife to open up the sky's veins. Some things will never change. They stand there looking backward, traveling conscious from the pain. They may seem rearranged in the backwater swirling. There's something that'll never change. And when I should have been done a long time, it laughs and says I find ways. Just when we're sheltered under paper, the rockets come at us sideways. Something will never change. They stand there looking backwards, half unconscious from the pain. They may seem rearranged in the backwater swirling. There's something that'll never change. And hey, I'm blind. Face. There's a blood that's flowing through the ceiling, with a knife to open up the sky's veins. Some things will never change. They just stand there looking backwards, half unconscious from the pain. They may seem rearranged in the backwater swirling. There is something that'll never change. Some things will never change. They just stand here looking backwards, half unconscious from the pain. They may seem rearranged in the backwater swirling. There is something that'll never change.
Backwater by the Meat Puppets.
Well, it's like I can predict the future. And I did not know that song was coming in play.
It's like that, but it's not quite.
It's a good
that.
Tune.
Good tune, right? I mean, you know, 1994. There's only so many songs in 1994. Before that, Clean My Wounds by Corrosion of Conformity, also known as CFC. Not to be confused with the College of Charleston. I remember once I was in a bar. This is like 15 years ago. I was in a bar in California. And one of the teams that just said CFC, and I was like, I didn't know Corrosion of Conformity had a basketball team. Anyway, that's my story. Before that, Come Out and Play by The Offspring off of their 1994 album, Smash. Now it's time to smash that like button. You can't, because we're not on YouTube. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more 1994. On Zennial Yearbook.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
WTBR.
Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Help children and families struggling with mental health and behavioral issues get the treatment they need by booking an equine-assisted team-building session for your organization at Berkshire Horseworks. All proceeds go directly toward funding programming for those at risk. Call Berkshire Horseworks at 413-698-3700 or visit our website, berkshirehorseworks.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Sir, I'm willing to help in any way I can. I know I'm a real asset.
You're only off by two letters.
Unglued by Stone Temple. Well, I'm sorry, Stone Temple Pilots. Off of their 20. Off of their 1994 album, Purple. It's been, at least as far as I've been around, I've lived more time in the 2000s than the 1900s. And I've been up a long time, been around for a while. Anyway, let's not talk about how old I am.
Let's not.
All right, this is in a U-book. It's the 1994 show. And that, I already said that. STP.
STP's good. I like them.
That's how we got
good
off
band.
Track.
Scott Weiland, he was a good guy.
They're a great band. They are.
His son does music, too, now.
What?
Yeah. I always remember reading about that.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego's greatest band, Stone Temple Pilots. Greatest band? Yes.
Who says?
Me.
Okay, good.
Because it's my
hard to argue with that.
It's my show. I'm in the big chair, and I get to say who's the best band. It's not Pierce the Veil. Pierce the Veil's fine, but they're not number one.
So where do we go next?
Next is the part in the show where, as most regulars will know, I play three songs off of one album.
Ooh.
I know. It's very exciting. What's the album going to be? 1994 is full of albums. I probably could have played three songs off of any one of these albums. Or maybe 80% of these albums. But you know what? We're going to go with a 16 Stone by Bush. A good one.
Rossdale.
That's right.
I saw him in concert. It was great. He actually walked three rows behind me. Yeah, it was awesome. He cut through the crowd and was going three rows behind me.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty neat.
That's crazy. I saw Bush at the Boathouse. I think I saw him once. I saw his ex-wife.
I remember this story. I know what you're going to say. I remember you telling me.
So I've seen No Doubt Three times. I've touched Gwen Stefani four times, three times on my right hand and one time on my left hand. And then one of the girls I was at sea school with when I was in the Navy. You can say it.
I didn't know you were in the Navy.
Yeah. So I was in the, I was in the Navy. Anyway.
He says that a lot if you meet him in person.
No, I mean, I say it on the radio. When Riley was here, I'd say it all the time.
Got it.
And she'd be like, you're in the Navy? Yes. That's all I do is tell Navy stories. Anyway, I got poked in the eye. I got somebody put their thumb in my eye. Somebody that I knew while they were crowd surfing. They yelled, Kyle. And so I looked up and she was like, thumb right in my eye. Anyway.
You know, she was on we just watched a Christmas parade, and she was singing. She was wearing these really tall shoes. I mean, ridiculously tall.
Who, Gwen Stefani?
Gwen Stefani was. Yeah, look them up. They're really tall. Even my kids were noticing.
Oh, man. While we're at the break, I took oh, my gosh. No, this is okay. When we were on a break, I looked up what Dexter Holland's PhD is in. It's in molecular biology. I don't know what I said before, but it's in molecular biology.
Wow.
He also just had a birthday last week. He is 60 years old.
Wow. If he's listening to this show, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday, Dexter Holland. Anyway, we've gotten off track.
Yep. Let's get back on course. Where are we going?
Here's some Bush.
Let's go.
This is... what is this? Glycerine.
Fine, that's just one of my names.
Little Things by Bush off of their 1994 album, 16 Stone.
Good song.
What do you think of that? Good song.
One of my favorites by Bush. Excellent. Is Little Things.
Excellent song. Before that, we had Body, which is a song I hadn't heard probably since...
The last time we listened to the album.
Last time I listened to the whole album, mm-hmm. which would have been in the 1900s. And then Glycerine, another big popular radio song. That's Bush. What do we got going on? I've got... You know what? We're going to push through. We're gonna play. We're gonna play some songs by some ladies.
Okay.
Ladies' songs, because you know the women were big in the '90s. Women were big in the '90s. What am I even saying? Anyway, here's the Cranberries. Miss World by Hole. This is Zennial Yearbook on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Yeah, what do you think of that? A little bit of Hole action. Stop it.
Courtney Love, awesome.
And
good rocker chick.
Good rocker. The Cranberries before that. Excellent. Both excellent picks. Both picked by me, because that's what I do. I make good picks. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll have a little bit more 1994 Zennial Yearbook right after this.
You undercook fish, believe it or not, jail. You overcook chicken, also jail. Undercook, overcook. You make an appointment with the dentist and you don't show up, believe it or not, jail, right away.
WTBR. Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Country music. Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
I am the ball and
Don't address your set. This is just how the song ends. It just does this for like another half a minute. We'll fade it out. Nine Inch Nails with Mr. Self-Destruct on Xenial Yearbook. What do you think of that?
As you know, one of my favorite bands.
Of course, as you know. Excellent. I hear they're coming back around again.
Continue the tour, yeah.
Continuing the tour.
Yep.
In the tradition of continuing the tour.
Hey, why not? You go out and you're successful, why wouldn't you do it again?
Right.
And they haven't toured in a long time before now. So.
Yeah, it's been a bit. But, you know, if you missed them, you can check them out again. Or you have a chance to check them out again.
Yep.
If you've already seen them, you can check them out again.
Absolutely.
So what are we going to do? I finally came up with the right Britpop music. So we're going to play some Britpop.
Okay.
But I want to set the table. So going forward, whenever it's time for a Britpop block, you'll hear this. Yes. It's finally time for some Britpop.
I thought you were going to say, like, scones and tea or something.
We could do tea and scones. I guess you could do whatever you want. So, we got two 1994 Britpop bands. Two bands who famously hate each other. But I don't hate them. I think they're both wonderful. We're going to have a little bit of Blur. And a little bit of Oasis. Why don't you tell me which one you like the best?
I've always been a big fan of Oasis, to be honest with you.
I was gonna say after I played them.
Oh, well, then you didn't hear me say anything.
That's right. That's fair. Round one. This is Supersonic by Oasis.
To be myself. boys like their girls who did girls like their boys. Always should be someone you really love. Girls who are boys who like boys to be girls who do boys like their girls who do girls like their boys. Always should be someone.
Girls and Boys, from Blur's 1994 album Park Life. Before that, Supersonic, from Oasis.
Good tune.
Yeah, what
good
album songs. Is that? That's not Morning Glory. It's before Morning Glory. It's.
Oh yeah, I'm picturing the art cover. Definitely cover
maybe.
Right now. Definitely maybe. That's what it is. Yep. Yeah.
Definitely maybe. All right. So what are we gonna do? Oh my gosh, we only have 10 or so minutes. What are we going to do? You know what we're going to do?
What are we going to do?
We're going to play a song in 15/8. You know what that means?
That's the rhythm or the timing
that's
or something.
That's the time signature.
Yeah.
Did you know this song is in 15/8 that I'm about to play?
I don't even know what song we're going to play.
I guess that's fair. So yeah, count along with me, kids. Soundgarden's off of their 1994 album, Super Unknown. This is a song... The Day I Tried to Live.
It's one of my favorites by them.
It's a great
Chris
song.
Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell. Getting all prog rocky. It's fantastic. Thank you. The Day I Tried to Live. Were you counting along? Did you count to 15?
No, I got lost track. I was just listening to the music.
Oh, that's fair. Nothing wrong with that. So that is it. This is the show. This is Daniel Gilbert, 1994 show. Why do I keep saying 20?
It's like you didn't pick the topic or the year.
I know. But you did. But it is ridiculous. So anyway.
So this is
2019-94. Ooh, interesting. So this is, if you like what you heard on the radio out there, we're here every Saturday. Every Saturday at 2 on WTBR 89.7. Next week, we'll have a different year. I guess that's it. That's the show. Oh, wait, listen. You can listen to us on Apple Podcast. If you have that, or wherever you get podcasts, if they have our podcast, which they sometimes don't, but I know Apple Podcast does, because they have everybody. They'll take anybody. All takers.
Maybe on the dark web.
Oh, yeah, we're 100% on the dark web. All right, I got a...
good show, Kyle.
I got a question for you, John.
Yeah, what's the question?
A or B? I'm not going to tell you what song it is.
It's just B. A or B.
You're going to go with B?
Yeah.
Here we go. Because they're like the same time. All right, so we're going to end the song with a little bit of nu metal. Got to go with the nu metal. This is Bakersfield's greatest export, a little band called Korn. This guy can see.
He's going blind?
He can see that he's going blind.
Yes, he can.
I could see I'm going blind. I could see I'm going blind. I could see.